Thank you. Salale, 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 salale. salalé, 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 Chicana, muxieto, tu xinguense. Ay, engana, zambie, ye, ye. Salale, 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 salale.
This is Nasha Kasha, Ukrainian Almanac. 28 minutes of stories about Ukrainian life. My name is Stefan Andrusiak. Vitaємо вас, дорогі слухачі. Welcome to episode 117. Today from St. John's, Newfoundland, we'll introduce you to the Kubasonics, who this August of 2018 have been touring Ontario. But first, in Polish it's called kielbasa, in Ukrainian kubasa. So here are the Ukrainian old-timers with their homage to this much-loved sausage.
Stole my kubasa!
Well, I turned my back.
What were they thinking?
Be mad as that.
If I would have caught them,
I'll give them a smack.
Someone stole my kubasa
when I turned my back.
Someone stole my kubasa, oi, oi, oi. Someone stole my kubasa, oi, 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 oi. Someone stole my kubasa, oi, 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 oi. Someone stole my kubasa, oi, 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 oi.
Hanging on the rack.
Someone stole my kubasa
when I turned my back.
It was very tasty,
not an ounce of fat.
Someone stole my kubasa,
would you bring it back?
Someone stole my kubasa, oi, oi, oi. Someone stole my kubasa, oi, 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 oi. Someone stole my kubasa, oi, 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 oi. Someone stole my kubasa, oi, 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 oi.
Fortune paid ahead.
Hold up, Chivalestica.
And my pity skin.
Smarten up, you doggone lost.
Please bring it back.
You stole my kubasa.
And I turned my back.
Someone stole my kubasa. Oi, oi, oi. Someone stole my kubasa. Oi, 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 oi. Someone stole my kubasa. Oi, 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 oi. Someone stole my kubasa. Oi, 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 oi.
You're listening to the Ukrainian old-timers. Someone Stole My Kubasa is from the album Rock'em Sock'em Ukrainian Music. It's available on Sunshine Records. They're located in Winnipeg. Now I'm going to read from the Kubasonics webpage. Quote, their trademark sound combines top-flight musicianship spiced with quirky humor, a dizzying array of exotic traditional instruments, and an eclectic high-energy stage show. In 2017, they were winners of three Music NL Awards, Group of the Year, Folk Roots Artist of the Year, Entertainer of the Year. They have performed and recorded in Trinidad. They've toured Eastern Europe with concerts in Ukraine, Poland, Slovakia, and Romania. The group was named Best Band to See Live in Newfoundland. And their CD, Kuba Funland, made the shortlist for the 2017 Borealis Music Award. End of quote. I, along with 80 others, caught up with the Kubasonics in London, Ontario. The location was Wood Park Food Forest off Wood Street in Kensington Village to the west of London's downtown core. It's a community garden with berries, nuts, and tonight, Kubasonics with friends. A Newfoundland folk duo named Rube and Rake. But first we had to find the park, accessed through what at first glance looks very much like a private laneway between two residences. It, however, expands onto a lush picnic area complete with gazebo.
Sigali, my name is Galahindi, and I'm part of the Kensington Village Association, and we run the community park here at Wood Street.
Tell me a bit about this park. I mean, it's kind of a best kept secret in the area.
It is, and we've actually been featured on CBC as London's best kept secret. You can see around us there's a food forest where we're growing berries and fruit trees and other spices for the community just to come out and grab as they need. That was through a grant through the city. They also gave us a grant to build the gazebo that we're now using as a stage.
Now, how did this little concert come about?
These guys are family members of a friend of our community.
These guys, the Cubasonics?
The Cubasonics, yeah. They were on tour, folk festival in Kingsville. So Sharon had reached out to me, their community friend, and asked if it would be possible for them to perform here, and we were honored.
You ever heard their stuff?
I have not. This is what made it interesting, because they were described to me as a Ukrainian folk punk band. So the mix is very interesting, with a little bit of a Celtic vibe sometimes. The fact that Sharon even asked us was a great honor.
That's
and
great.
And the fact that they wanted to perform just to be in part of the London community was nice.
They're about to begin.
Thanks.
Lovely meeting you. Thank you, sir.
My name is Brian Cherwick, or in Ukrainian, my name is Cherevik. Playing the violin here, it's Maria Cherevik. He's my daughter, and back there is Jacob Chudovic, who's my son. And joining us here, playing the bass from Foxtrap, Newfoundland, Matt Hander. And playing the guitar with us, Darren Brown.
We are happy to be ambassadors for our culture. I think there's most places that we've been, like, people have no clue about what Ukrainian music's about. And, this summer we've played every province except BC.
How many years has this been?
23, I think. My wife's a professor, that's why I moved to Newfoundland initially. And so I moved there 7 years ago. When we first went to Newfoundland, we weren't 100% sure we would stay there. But Newfoundland's been great to us. We really, really love it there, and people are great. My wife is Maria Lesiu, and she's a professor of folklore at Memorial University.
So it's Dr. Maria Lesiu.
Yeah, Dr. Maria Lesiu.
And you are Dr. Brian Cherwick.
Yes, correct. Well, my wife works in the folklore department at Memorial, and it's the top program in Canada. Well, it's the largest program in Canada. Many, many famous, like world-famous folklorists have been on the faculty there. And also, folklore is really important for Newfoundland culture in general. And when my wife was coming for her job interview, she got in the cab, at the airport. Cab driver asked her, like, what are you coming here for? I have a job interview at the folklore department. He said, I took a couple folklore classes. So many, many people, like, it's still a popular, genre there.
Listening to Nasha Kasha, Ukrainian Almanac. We come to you from CHRW 94.9 FM on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario, Canada. We're also heard on CHMR 93.5 FM in St. John's, Newfoundland, on CKDU 88.1 FM in Halifax, on local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick, on CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal, on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, on CFMU 93.3 FM in Hamilton, on CKMS 102.7 FM in Kitchener-Waterloo, on CKLU 96.7 FM in Sudbury, on CILU 102.7 FM in Thunder Bay, and on 101.5 UMFM in Winnipeg.
Thank you so much. We are the Kubasonics. We're part of the Traveling Newfoundland Review. Anyway, what we're going to do for you now is play a tune for you. It's about a lady who wants to bake her family some delicious buckwheat buns. The problem is she doesn't have any of the ingredients at home. She has to go out into the village to borrow some buckwheat flour, and then she comes home, but she doesn't have any clean water to mix her dough, so she takes some water from the dish pan, and she has to cover it over for the dough to rise, but she can't find a clean cloth. She uses one of her kids' diapers, so the whole thing's a kind of comedy of errors. And in the end, she wonders, why don't my buckwheat buns turn out so well?
My name is Darren Brown, and I play guitar with the Kubasonics.
No, I'm Matt Hinder from Foxtrap in Newfoundland, and I play bass with the Kubasonics.
Okay, so here's the question. How do you learn Ukrainian to sing along?
Often, to be quite honest with you, I don't really know what I'm saying half the time. But I'm saying the syllables, and I'm saying them with feeling.
but it sounds good. I mean, good harmonies. Yourself as well?
You.
Do you just?
Sometimes, yeah, I do. And when we were in Ukraine, we learned about 20 words or whatever. So I grew up in St. John's, Newfoundland. Played clarinet in the elementary school band and jazz and bass in the jazz high school band, and then I discovered guitar.
My mother was a teacher, and my father worked with Agriculture Canada on the federal side. I was in piano lessons at 5, and at 6 I picked up clarinet unwillingly because I wanted to play saxophone, but I was too small to play saxophone, so I had to play clarinet as well. And I got my first electric bass in grade 4, and after that I didn't look back.
There's a weekly Wednesday night event in St. John's. It's a folk night. Everybody goes to it, and it's a place musicians meet each other all the time, and this is where I first saw Brian. He needed a bass player for a gig. He already asked Matt. He couldn't do it. He asked 5 or 6 bass players. They couldn't do it. He asked me. I almost said I couldn't do it, but then I could. And then I started playing bass with him. And then Maddie came along, and I switched to guitar.
We played together in a Greek band, and also we were involved with the Klezmer band as well, yeah, in St. John's, Newfoundland. So we kind of got that whole Eastern European thing locked down.
I imagine we'll do an album again soon.
Yeah, we're going to do.
Should be doing that.
There's definitely going to. We've been in talks of getting something together, yeah. And I imagine that we started doing the Canadian festival circuit this summer, and I imagine we'd be doing much more of that the following summer as well. And
nice to go back to Ukraine. That'd be cool.
Yeah, we like to go back to Ukraine.
And Cuba, Cuba.
Cuba. Oh, yeah, Cuba would be cool, yeah.
Everyone gets that mixed up, hey? It's a K, not a C.
As I mentioned, we're traveling many miles on the road. You never know what you might bump into with your car. But this is actually a bagpipe from the mountain region of Ukraine, and it's made out of a goat skin. So what we're going to do for you right now is play you a combination of Ukrainian goat songs and Newfoundland. So the first half is new Ukrainian goat songs. The second half is a series of 4 different dance tunes that go for a special Newfoundland dance called Running the Goat. running the goat, it's kind of like a square dance. There's a collar that tells all the couples different kind of patterns that they have to do. So we got the Ukrainian goats and then the Newfoundland goats. And there's lots of pasture land over here if you feel any need to warm your feet doing a crooked dance. I'm gonna try and wake up those dogs again.
My name is Maria Cherwick, and I'm the fiddle player with the Cubasonics.
Now, you're the fiddle player, but you're also a violinist.
Yeah.
And what's the difference?
It's just basically the style that you're playing. So I kind of do a bit of everything.
Were you born in Newfoundland or in Alberta?
I was born in Edmonton, and I grew up there, and then I moved to Newfoundland for grad school about 3 years ago.
And grad school in?
In music. I did my master's in violin at Memorial University.
Okay, can you take me way back from to your childhood and how it all started, music?
Yeah, I suppose I never really had any choice in whether or not I would be playing music because my parents had bought a little tiny violin for me before I was even born. That kind of sealed my fate, I suppose. I started playing when I was about 2. I didn't always love it, but now I can't really imagine doing anything else, so it's great.
Talk to me about not having a choice. Is that the secret a parent should say, well, you just don't have any choice and that violin will get played?
I mean, you know what? I'm very thankful that I got a lot of the really like hard work and sounding really bad over with when I was really young, and I don't even really remember that part.
Realize that there was such a thing as the Cubasonics?
Oh, I mean, that's been like a part of my life for as long as I can remember. It's like my family.
again, we want to thank, make a special thanks to our family here, Sharon and Tom, and Mom and Dad, and all the folks here that helped organize this concert for us. Thanks again to the Wood Street Park folks for letting us invade your space. Hope your neighbors are not going to give you too much action about the noise here. And thanks to all the dogs in the neighborhood. You got tuned up for the show tonight. And here we go. One last tune for you. Thanks again for listening to us.
Червона рожа трояка, червона рожа трояка, мала я мужа, мужа я мала, мала я мужа пияка, мала я мужа,
мужа я мала,
мала я мужа пияка.
concert was recorded with the permission of the performers. Portions were enhanced with audio from the album Koopa Funland to improve upon the shortcomings of my little voice recorder. Nasha Kasha is also a podcast. Find it for free at the Apple iTunes Store and at other podcast providers. Nasha Kasha was made possible with the generous support of the Taras Shevchenko Foundation and the Ukrainian Credit Union. And I'm Stefan Andrusiak. Back in a week. До милої зустрічі за тиждень часу. Дорогі слухачі!
Як дівчина молода,
а калина
не вербає.